Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Hello, and welcome to Walking on the Sidewalk Horizon Oracle Journeys. I'm Kevin Baird, and I'm the creator of the Horizon Oracle deck. I've been a reader, psychic medium, all those above, really all my life, but in the last 15 years, I've been studying the tarot rigorously, and it is, you know, something that has been always a part of my life. And I was reading for people, and they never knew the definitions of the cards. And some people knew the definitions of the cards, but their understanding of the definition of the tarot was different than mine. So instead of us talking about what the message was that I was getting for the tarot, we were talking about the definitions by the book. And I see that someone in the call queue has something that they want to say, so I'm going to bring them online. Hello, caller?
Hello?
Hello? This is Kevin.
Hi, I was wondering if you were doing reading today.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Was the general message?
Please.
Alrighty. Well, the first card that's up is the 824 card, and the definition for that card is the system. And you can go to my website, templeofgaia.com, and click on the card, either now or listening to it on the archives, and then you can see the definitions for the cards. But if you can just keep track with a pen and paper and write down the time for this card, which is 824, and I define my cards by times of the day, because you know, we all live by the clock. But basically, the 824 card is about the system, and that can be homeowners association, PTA, local government, state government, federal government, that kind of stuff. So that's the first card that's up for you, and it's basically saying that there's something that is coming in for you, and that this card is facing towards me, and therefore it's facing towards you. And that's talking about something that's facing or that you'll be facing, instead of when the cards face away from us when we're doing a reading, it's talking about the things, people, and situations around your life and how they will have influence over your life. The next card that's up is the 10 o'clock card, and that's the definition for that card is the want card. It's what you want, and the image on the card is just a pair of eyes sort of looking into a compact or a mirror or something. I designed this image to really just convey that time when we're looking at ourselves and trying to decide what it is that we want. So the system card and the want card working together basically says that there's something that's coming that's related to an organization that is a system. So it might be that you're looking for a job or maybe a paycheck or something through the system, and that it looks like that's going to be happening for you. But there's something, some kind of granting or some kind of thing that's going to be helpful for you that's related to some organizational system around you. Any questions so far?
No, I understand that. That's great.
Okay. And then the next card that's up is the 242 card, and that's about agreements. And the title for that card is Agreement. And it shows three people sitting down to a table and signing a contract, a piece of paper or something. They could also be playing Scrabble. It's like, you know, arguing over a word or a phrase or something. But this card is facing away from you, and that's talking about how there are people that are going to be coming to you wanting to make an agreement with you or make a compromise with you to make everything happen and flow the way that it works for everyone. And this card follows the want card. So this says that pretty much all you have to do is, like, sit back for, like, the next day or two or the next week, and that these things will come to you. And the last card that's coming up is talking about how you're going to be facing some people who are really going to be struggling with how they are happy in their day. The next, that card that has come up here is the 610 card, and it's called Days. And it shows in one of the scenes someone holding their hands over their ears trying to block out the things that they don't want to hear. And then the other card shows someone taking a hike on a nice sunny day. It looks like a spring day and the temperature is nice, contrary to what we've been having here lately as well. But that's what I see that's going to be happening for you. So things are going to be working well for you, but they're not exactly going to be working well for the other people around you. It's almost like you have a positive thing that's going on. You have a little more success that's going on than most of the people that are around you. And I would say to sort of like keep quiet about that, just because, you know, that a negative or a, just a sort of like a an uncomfortable atmosphere. So that looks good. That's what I get for you. Any questions before I let you go?
It's really helpful. Thank you so much.
Welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so I have another caller in the room here. Let's see if I can bring them on. Let's see. Area code 718, you're on the air. Do you have a question?
Hi. Hi, yes, I do. My name is Celine, and I've been looking for a handicap apartment for my child.
Okay.
Do you see anything?
And what is your question about that?
Well, I've been looking for a handicap apartment, but to no avail. I've been, you know, trying different agencies, but nothing.
Okay. All right. The card, first card that comes up for you is the Burdens card, and that's the 440 card, and this card is facing away from you. So that means that the people around you are doing the best that they can, and then you can go to my website. I don't know if you're in the chat room or whatever, but you can go to templeofgaia.com and click on the card, and it will jump you to the definitions, and the first card is the 440 card, and it's the Burdens card. It shows someone that's dragging a bunch of blocks that are tied to strings, and they're doing the best that they can to get to where they want to get going. So this shows that the system that you're trying to access is overburdened, and that maybe you should look for a third party or something, or try a local church, or sometimes there are local co-ops, organizations that specialize in making the things that you want to see that can help you with your child. It might be that they can change the place where you live, or that they know of some place that is just on the side. So this tells me to invite you to network, because the system that you're trying to access is burdened, and that those people are probably worked to the bone, and that they're doing, I guess, the best that they can. The next card that's up is the 805 card. And that's interesting. That card is titled FIT, F-I-T, and it shows an individual standing on a scale weighing themselves. Meanwhile, off in the distance, it looks like a building or a house or like the woods are on fire or something, and that they should be focusing on solving the problem instead of wondering whether they're fit to solve the problem or not. With this card, in my sources, and I work with a spirit guide, and her name is Stacy, and she looks like Mila Jovovich from Fifth Element, that redheaded lady. She is telling me that this is an invite for you to do the research out there and build yourself a blog or a website or something, or be a point of contact for other people who are running into the same kind of problem as you. As you do the research and come up with the solutions that helps you with your child, you run into other folks who are running into the same kind of problem as well. And if you contact your state government, like your governor's office or something like that, they are looking for ways to put people to work. And if they can, you know, they've got money out there that they want people who are like sort of like self-motivated or inspired or that kind of stuff, or have an idea but they just don't have the resources, but they're willing to pay people to go out and make this thing better. I see this as an invite for you to just do research. You don't have to spend 40 hours a week doing it. Do 4 hours a week or something until it gets more comfortable to do more, or just keep doing it at the four. But I think that's why you're running into the burdens of the system not being able to help you, is that this looks like it's inviting you to go out there and just be a crazy person and do as much research as you can and find out what the sources are that are out there and be creative, be outside of the box. Like I was saying, go to some of the co-ops, go to some of the places that are like Habitat for the Humanities, and there are other places that are small. Like if you can check out artist organizations, and if you just Google artist unions or artisan groups or something like that. We have a lot of those here in Virginia. I don't know if it's where you are or not, but a lot of artisans groups that can help you contact people who are good at what they do, and that would be a network, and that's what I see for you. Any questions?
No, not at all.
All right. And that if you have any, you know, if you want to do a follow-up question or something, you can email me at templeofgaia.com or just find me on Facebook or here on Blog Talk Radio. Alrighty?
Okay, you said Temple of Guidance?
Temple of Gaia, G-A-I-A.
Oh, okay, G-A-I-A. Okay, I certainly
okay.
will. Thank
Hang
you
in
for
there.
I am. I will.
Alrighty.
Okay, thank you so much, Kevin.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Blessings. Okay.
Yeah, blessings. So, yes, so many people have been talking to me about this, and the lady who was just calling is in the same place. You know, the money people who are really good at managing the money and loaning it to us, but then we end up owing them more, really, than what we're getting ahead. From what I'm seeing in this and from talking to other people is that they're keeping all that kind of stuff, that paper with the pretty president pictures, to themselves, and they're not sharing it with anybody. And that's telling me that I need to go and play in another kind of a yard, if you see what I'm saying. You know, like you have a neighbor kid when we were kids, and this neighbor kid kept all the toys in their yard and didn't let anybody play with their toys. Did we cry about it? Did we complain? No, we went to the creek, or we went to someone else's house, or that we made our own toys, and we let that person keep their toys. And because money is so scarce, that it's, you know, it's like the universe is inviting us to go find another way to get things flowing and going for us. And with what I was just reading with this last caller, with the burdens card associated with the time 440, and it shows the system that she was trying to access is overburdened. It's got those blocks with the ropes on it, and they have too much to do and not enough resources to help other people. That's the invite for other folks that are out there who have half a mind to try to find some way. You know, like if you're good at painting, then go and paint people's houses in a trade for doing something that they do. Like, you know, they can work on your computer and that you can paint their spare bedroom or something like that. It's about bartering now. You know, if it came down to, and I joke with my girlfriend all the time, that if it did come down to where we ran out of gas, that the next mode of transportation and transport would be the grocery carts out of the grocery stores. And that if one wore out, you just walk up to the old grocery store, you know, and pick up a new one or a used one or whatever. They're everywhere. You know, they even show up in the neighborhood sometimes. The apartment complex that I'm in has folks who will go up to the grocery store and bring their groceries here. And then there's a truck that has made an agreement with the management where I live that they would just come around and collect up all the carts, so it makes it possible for people to just transport their groceries. So that's someone that's thinking outside the box. And so, you know, the next apocalypse, if it happens, the transport device of choice would be the grocery cart. And if one, I said, were to break or something, you could just go up and get another one. It doesn't need gas. You give it a push. You can pull it. You can stack all kinds of stuff on it. It can take some 300, 400 pounds and stuff, so it's a pretty handy device. Not that that's going to happen, and I'm not reading for that to happen, you know, when my reading's here today, but I'm just saying, you know, like, all the toys are locked up over there and that we can't get to them, but we still want to be able to get out there and play. We need to find our own toys. There are, like, right now, 8% of the country is unemployed, and that's a couple million people. And they say that unemployment claims are down also, but employment is not up. So what are these people doing? They're out doing something else, but they can't be tracked by the systems that are out there, you know, by the Dow Industrials or the, you know, NASDAQ or whatever, or even, you know, ADP, which is automatic data processing for, you know, checks and that kind of stuff for payroll. They can't track these people. They sort of like fell off the grid. What are they doing? They're probably home, you know, playing on their Wiis or Xboxes or something, or they're watching a bunch of movies, or they're out helping their neighbor. One person's doing a computer repair, and while they're doing computer repair, they're getting their spare bedroom painted. So this is really an invite for us to find some way to get out there and find something that someone needs done that we can do and that we would trade what we do with something that they can do for us. So you just got to be creative. So the next card that's up, and we don't have anybody in the call queue, is the Soulmates card, and that's facing away from us. So that's facing out towards the world. So when the Soulmates card shows up, that talks about people coming into our life that's going to teach us how to be and how not to be, how to love passionately for a, you know, just a fantastic window of time. I was talking with one of my other listeners, and she was wondering about soulmates, and I was explaining to her that soulmates are for a time, a season, or a reason. They come into our life, they live passionately with us, and then they go out of our life. We learned a great deal while they're in our life, and that when they decide to go, or when we decide it's time for them to go, then we have to embrace that, thank them for the time that they spent with us, and know that there's more to come. And back in the old days, when people used to be married for a lifetime, it was one to where they were surviving together against the world. Where now we're in a day to where we can be self-sufficient, and that, you know, we can be individuals. We can live individual lives, and that we know that the person that's in our life is not the be-all, end-all, and the end of everything that we have to pursue. We know that if there's something that's happening that we don't like, or that we have grown weary of, or it's no longer helpful, then we have permission by our divine creation to go and do something else. And that brings me to another point. For some people who decide to commit suicide, you know, because they hate this life that they're living, and the thing that I've seen in the readings that I've done for people is that they, you know, like, there are some people who just say, oh, my God, Kevin, I hate my life. I can't stand it. Nothing's working right. And, you know, I know suicide is bad. And I said, if you commit suicide, then it's likely that you would come back and live the same life exactly as you've lived this one. It might be just a little different. And I saw in the reading, by doing a past life regression or look back, basically I can dial back through their lifetime of charts, and I saw that they had committed suicide a couple of times. So I invited them to consider toughen out the situation that they're in right now, because it will get better. And it's just like the soulmates message, especially with it facing away from us. So when the soulmates card is facing away from us in a reading, it's basically saying that it could be something that's related to the person that's in our day, like the person that we work with on the job, you know, 40 hours a week, 5 days a week, that kind of stuff. And that they're either coming in, or there's some kind of dynamic that's going to be happening that will sort of like change things up a little bit and make it more interesting than what life has been lately. So This is a call for all of you who are listening, whether you're listening today and it is July 6th, or if you're listening to this in archive, it's basically saying that if you have a situation coming up to where there's some kind of change with the person that you work with during the day, that it's related to a soulmate lesson or message, and that just to hang in there and try not to complain too much about it, because it has a positive end or result for you. So the next card that's coming up is the Professions card, and that's facing towards us. And that's very interesting, because I was just talking about how the Soulmates is facing away from us, and the Soulmates card is associated with the time 259. I'll give you guys a second just to hop over to the website on Temple of Gaia and click on the Horizon Oracle card. And then the card that's working with the Soulmates card that's facing towards us is the 744 card, and that's about our profession, the thing that we do, our job, maybe our skill, maybe the degree that we have that we're trying to find work for or that we want to make better money at. So there's something coming up that it might be related to your coworker who has an idea or is being pulled in a direction, or they're making a comment about something, about an improvement or something, and that this speaks of something definitely happening with your profession and with my profession and with the things that we do, that there's going to be outside individuals or people that we work with daily that are going to add a positive influence. The next card that's up, and it's facing away from us, and it's the Ways card, and it's associated with the time 9:44. 9:44, and that shows an individual at a crossroads. So that's very cool, and I like how the cards work themselves out this way. So we were just at the Profession card, talking about things that are related to what we do for work and employment, and now we're at the Ways card, which shows different ways or directions that we can take related to this thing that the soulmate, and the soulmates that I was telling you when the face is away from us, is sort of like your day spouse. That person that knows what you did on the weekend and who you're in love with and some of the things you feel passionate about, but they don't wake up with you on Saturday or Sunday morning and ask you, you know, what you want with your eggs, that kind of stuff, or would you like more coffee. This is a situation to where it relates to your coworker, could be your neighbor or partner if you do hobby stuff, that kind of thing. But look for that person that's in your day that you're not really married to, but they're very active with you. And that we're at a crossroads with the Ways card, that they're at a crossroads, and it looks like, because the card is facing away from us, that they're going to be doing something new and that they'll want us to go with them to do it. And it's a good thing, because the next card that's up and is facing towards us is the 419 card, and the title for this card is Levy. And it shows an individual in a small rowboat with one oar, and it's up in the air, and it looks like they're trying to swat at a fly or something, and off and down just a ways shows an individual carrying a bucket, almost as if they're trying to give it to the person that's in the rowboat. And the rowboat is in this little pool that's not much bigger than the rowboat. And the reason why I titled this card the Levy card is because there are these emotional times to where we get explosive or we have blow-ups or that kind of stuff, but it's only temporary, and then it ends up clearing, and that's why there's only a little bit of water in that pool. It creates a mini little flood, the levee breaks, then they fix the levee, and then everything is fine after that. And it looks like I have another caller in the call queue. I'm going to go ahead and bring them on. Hello, caller 602. Do you have a question?
Hi, thank you. This is all really interesting. It's very new and fresh and everything, and I like
you.
What you're doing. My question actually, you were talking about, actually relationships and things in this last segment that you're doing, and mine kind of relates to that. I'm wondering what messages come up for how a relationship with a man named Nick and me, how does that evolve?
Okay, I can look at that real quick for you. Ah, excellent card that has just come up for you. It's the attractions card, ATTRACTIONS, and it's associated with the time 722. And the attractions card shows two individuals that are holding magnets or halves of donuts, you know, like they might have just had coffee and they're trying to put a donut together, or that they have a magnetism that are drawing each other together. There are trees in the background that show that each individual has longevity and experience, sort of like been there and done that. And for you, I see that this is something that will be a cautious coming together of functions and activities, but it looks like it will work out to be a positive one, to where, you know, if you don't rush it, it won't burn out too quickly. You know, it's like having a candle in the wind. It's only good for a little while until all the wax evaporates and then you're done. So be cautious with this. And also it shows me that there's going to be some kind of trip or something coming up for you that you'll be taking. The drive card has come up, and it's associated with the time 11:28. And it shows an individual pushing a cart that has a handle, and there are four people that are standing on a platform. So this looks like there's an activity or outing or something that's going to be coming up that the two of you will be able to go on and sort of like be able to bond over some kind of activity. And activities bring attraction. It's like, oh, I don't know, what do you want to do? I don't know, what do you want to do? I don't know, what do you want to do? Those kind of relationships only last for a little while because they end up burning themselves out because there's too many I don't knows in there. But this, if you stay active and do group outings or do activities or, you know, like put on additions or plant gardens or that kind of stuff, it will continue to progress. I'm going to draw one more card here. Just because of the drive card is sort of like an activity card. The next card that comes up is the 848 card for you, and it's associated with the definition study, and it shows an individual reading a book at a table with a lamp with a bare bulb overhead, and that there's a bookshelf that is half full right behind them, and it looks like these books either they are trying to read or that they have read and are stacking them away. This talks about some kind of study or some kind of back-to-school thing for you, like go out and do some research, or if this person is knowledgeable about something that you sort of know about, get out there and start Googling, because it will be helpful. Okay?
Wow. Okay. That's great. I think that's great. Now, for the study, is that I see how the attractions and the drive kind of go with it, but I'm not sure how the study fits.
Yeah.
The
this can be one where you go back to school or take a weekend course or refresher or something, or learn how to make stained glass windows, something like that.
You mean together, or is that kind of like part of the...
It can be together, or it can be you getting to know more. See, what you're doing with doing the study thing is that you're maintaining your individuality. You're maintaining your element of that you are a source and not a... Yeah. So you will have opportunities to be coming up in the next 24 hours or 48 hours, and I'll read for like the next 90 seconds from now to like 90 days out. Last week I read about a storm happening, and I had no idea that it would end up turning out to be what it had, where it affected the east side of the United States so much. So this, for you, ma'am, is one to where you're going to be presented with an opportunity, could be later on tonight, tomorrow or something, to go and take a class. I would say adjust your schedule accordingly if the class opportunity comes up.
Oh, and then in the next 24 to 48. Oh, that's great. Okay.
Yes.
This is awesome.
Yes.
Thank you.
All righty.
I'll go back and listen in the chat room. Thank you so much.
For calling.
I love what you're doing. Thank you. Uh-huh.
You're welcome. Okay, and it looks like I have caller area code 302 in the call queue. Did you have a question?
Yes, I did. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I was wondering if you would be able to give me any information. I was in a custody hearing with my ex 2 to 3 weeks ago, and I was wondering if you saw how that might turn out. The judge has not made a decision.
Wonderful. I don't know if you're close to where you can go out onto the web or whatever and go over to my website, templeofgaia.com, and click on the Horizon Oracle card. The card that I've drawn for you about your question is the Obsessions card, and it's associated with the time 718. So write down that number 718, and you can go look up the definition later. But it shows an individual that's trying to carry every single egg and that they have dropped some eggs and that they have a sad face because they're worried about the eggs they've lost and not really paying attention to the eggs that they have in their possession, the things that they have. They're not, you know, counting their blessings. And this card is facing away from you, and that means that it's about the people, situations, and things around you. So you are going to do a lot better in this situation that's coming up than the individual that you're associated with, that you're trying to part with. It's going to work out really well for you. And the card that goes along with that is talking about you're going to have a pair, if you know what I mean, just using that sort of colorful metaphor about where it's now your turn to use your spine to make things happen in your life. I've drawn the risk card, and it's associated with the time 843, and that's showing a beekeeper setting free bees to go into the meadow to harvest the pollen, to make the honey in the beehives, that kind of stuff. So this says that you are getting a second chance and that this transition will be a positive one for you. Don't waste it. You're going to be presented with situations that is going to force you to take risks that you would normally want to hesitate. Don't hesitate, because you only live once in this body anyway, and that you're going to be presented with an opportunity. It could be that you're going to go to, like, you know, St. Petersburg, Florida or something. I don't know where you're from, but that's the name that comes up for me. It would be something. It might even be down to, like, the Keys or something. I have also location cards that come up from time to time. I'm going to draw just to see if that is the situation. No, but there is something that's about the house. Now, is there a house in the picture?
No, not specifically, but I was considering moving. If the kids are placed with me, I would considering moving to the other part of the state for potentially a job, a potential job maybe, if it
sure
materializes.
Yeah, the 833 card has come up, and it's about houses. And it sort of fits with the Obsessions card in a way to where it's like we're going through changes, or this is about something around you, or someone or something, a situation, person, or thing around you that's going to be presenting you with a new beginning. And this new beginning is associated with houses. And when we dream about houses, it's about the places that we keep things that will help us every day, day in, day out, week in, week out, year in, year out kind of stuff. So you're at a place right now that's going going to, once it gets its roots going, I would say will happen by now, you know, up to like Thanksgiving. You'll be so embedded into the process that it will be one that will last you for some 10 years, and you'll be very content with it. It'll be very crazy at first because of the risk card that's coming up and that you're not sure. You'll want to be hesitant. You can't really be hesitant. You have to go yes, yes, yes with all this, just so long as your life and your children's lives are not at risk, to go and say yes to these opportunities, because they will be dynamic. To change your life, you have to change your life. And that's what I get for you.
Oh, wow. Oh, this is great. And what was your website again?
Temple of Gaia, G-A-I-A.
G-A-I-A. Okay.
Yep.
Great,
thanks. You can just Google Psychic Medium Kevin Baird and find me that way, too.
Thank you very much.
Welcome, and good
luck.
Thank you.
Okay.
So, yeah, when the Houses card comes up, and again, it's associated with the time 8:33, it's basically saying that we're about to start something that's going to be lasting us for some time. It could be 10 years, 20 years, or a lifetime, really. So just, you know, go shopping, basically. The next card that's up that follows the Houses card for our friend there is the Fertility card. And that is about a new birth, or us going through the birth canal again and facing the pain as a part of birth. It shows a little carriage that doesn't seem to have anybody pushing it, and it doesn't seem to have a child in it, or it doesn't seem like it's moving around or anything. But it's basically talking about the pains that we go through when we're cutting our teeth on a new life. And it is definitely tied back to the Houses card, where it's saying it's going to be some pain as a part of this kind of growth, but you will survive, we will survive. And back to what I was talking about earlier, we have to find something else to trade, because we can't seem to find money to flow into our lives. We've got to find something else, take our skills or whatever our degree is, and try to find some way to trade those abilities with the abilities that someone else has, and let's get our neighborhoods up and going and flowing again. Let's just take a minute to close our eyes and let all the stress flow out of your body. Just separate yourself from all your expectations that the world has on you. And we're listening to the music from my telepathy guided meditation video off of my YouTube channel, and it's YouTube/Temple of Gaia, and that's G-A-I-A. Just relax a little bit, and that we're connected to the divine right now. Anytime that we just take a minute and relax, let our mind flow and let the images come into our mind, that place where the images come into our mind or are sent from to our mind is the same place that we go to and watch when we dream, when we are asleep. Just keep your eyes closed and look at the images that are passing through your mind. It can be about things that are going on with work, with your family, something that you want to do. Those images and the source that they come from is eternal. Eternal. Never ending. There's a gazillion people on the planet. There are animals on the planet. You ever look at your cat or your dog and see them running in their sleep? They too have access to this place. place you can call upon with the things that you want to see happen in your life by just holding an image of the thing that you want to see happen in your mind, just like The Secret talks about. Where you place your attention grows. If you focus on the negative will grow. Our friend who just called earlier about the separation and wondering how those things are going to go, she was in a place where it was not working very well for her, and that she used her mind methods to change her life. It might have been a surprise, but that's helping her become transformed and changed. And then it segued into the card right after that, which was the Risk card associated with the time 8:43. So hold the thoughts, hold the images, even grab a pen and paper if you can, and draw stick figures, because that's how I designed my Horizon Oracle deck. It's a bunch of stick figures that have expressive emotions in their body language. You can do the same. Draw two stick figures and put little balloon, you know, those little balloons over the heads that show people talking to each other in cartoons, and put your own language in there. What is it that you want to see? What do you want to see in your life? The next card that's up is the Busy card, and it's associated with the time 7:07, and that shows an individual jumping from one bed to the next. It shows where they were sleeping and that there's a moon by the bed that they were sleeping in, but then they're jumping straight from that bed into the bed of a truck, and that truck is driving by the light of the sun. This card is facing us, so this means that we are going to be very busy over the next week with things that we have to be doing. It could be one to where we have to load the bed into the back of the truck and move our house, but being very busy. Now, what's funny is the next card that's up, that's working with the Busy card, is the Double Duty card, even busier. And that's associated with the time 8:07. The Busy card is 7:07, and then the Double Duty, which is like twice being busy. That means like doing the work of other people, including your own work, is the Double Duty card. Second job, moonlighting, that kind of stuff. The Busy card just shows that someone is having to jump from, you know, just no time to sleep, always busy, always working, that kind of stuff. So this talks about something that's going to happen over the next week, that we're all going to be very busy, and that we could hear about it in the news. It could be something that comes down from the White House, from the employment agencies that are out there. They might change something with taxes, or some kind of breakthrough or something happens to where, you know, this big job thing happens. We're in a new month, so anything is possible. And they might have planned to announce it for this week, but because everybody's on holiday, because it's the 4th of July Independence Day here in the United States, for you guys who are listening from around the world, I see Veronica's in the chat room. Hello, Veronica. Thanks for listening. So it looks like things could be improving a lot better. It could be that, you know, those statistics and those, you know, percentages that we hear about for unemployment and stocks and bonds and everything else could have a better report next week. We'll just have to wait and see. It could be the stock market's up then or something. But this talks about us being very busy next week, 3 or 4 times busier than what we've been in the last week. Now, the next card that's up, that's talking to us, it's facing towards us, is the 217 card, and it's about boundaries. And it shows like a brick wall or some kind of concrete wall, hard stone wall, and that there is a gate, a wooden fence gate that can open to a roadway that goes off into the distance. And that there's one individual that's standing with their hands on their hips on top of the wall there. And then there's another individual that's on the other side of the wall. We can't see the lower part of their body, and that their hands and arms and upper part of their body, it looks like it's poised to jump up with the person that's standing on the wall also. So with the busy stuff that was just being talked about, it looks like that this kind of busy is going to be busy for us and not for everybody. So when we hear about the things that are going to keep us very busy and that we feel like everybody else should be included in on it, be careful how you rush out there and tell everybody. Get your own work done first. Be all busy with the things that needs to happen for yourself, and then work with the other people. But this can actually be something about boundaries and borders. It can be about homeland security, Department of Homeland Security, border control, that kind of stuff. It can be about that. It could be that there are jobs that are announced by Homeland Security that they need everybody that can help to help. Like they start hiring people or something like that. Or that there's immigration organizations. I once did a reading for an individual who was wanting to know about a job that would be coming up for him, and I drew the enforcement card and I drew the boundaries card. And the enforcement card shows like a police officer who's talking to someone who may have fallen down, and there's a helicopter flying in the background, and the boundaries card. And I told the guy, it looks like you could be getting a job with border enforcement or something that has to do with Homeland Security or something like that. And I gave this guy a reading about 2 months ago, and then he came up to me the other day and said, Kevin, you will not believe that I got an email inviting me to come and apply for this position with Homeland Security, and it had to do with borders and immigration or whatever. That's why I designed the Horizon Oracle. You can look at the images and get sort of an idea on what's going on in the story. It's not the crazy kind of person standing with a wand sitting in a chair. It looks like someone's wanting to make sure that they are behaving in the backyard, like the King of Wands sitting in the backyard, middle of the summer. Or actually, he's standing, when I'm remembering, I'm thinking of the I'm not going to go off on a tangent here, but just I designed the Horizon Oracle deck, especially the 2012 version, the 111 version, to be very simple and lay-term images that everybody can understand. So if they wanted to do a reading for themselves, they could. And I have a lot of people, and it was one of Victoria's ideas as well, to sort of like get out there and do like a radio show or something, or have like a class, an online class or something, to where other people can understand it also. She was telling me that she doesn't understand the Horizon Oracle cards, her cards, the way that I do, and that she wishes that she could. And I was spending a lot of time thinking about that, and I was thinking, oh, well, maybe the radio show would be a good idea for that. So, boundaries card, associated with the time 217, definitely talking about us maintaining our boundaries. Because when you maintain your boundaries, you maintain your core confidence. You stay who you are. And tips are necessary for maintaining our personal boundaries because that defines and keeps who we are, that keeps us who we were, that attracted the people, situations, and things into our life. So don't worry about having the tips once in a while. They help you define and maintain who you are, your integrity, and your core confidence. The next card that's up is the 745 card, 745, and it's titled Talent, T-A-L-E-N-T, and it shows an individual with three arms juggling three gears. And as a kid, I always felt like I had a third arm that I had to hide behind my back, you know, because of this ability that I have, and just walk around with my other two arms sticking out of my two-arm shirt. And people noticed the lump in the back of my shirt, but never really asked why it was there. They knew I was a little different, but they didn't really question it. But I always felt like I stood out, always a little different, that kind of stuff. But here the talent card shows two individuals, a taller person and a shorter, maybe younger person, watching the individual. This card is facing away from us, so this is something that we will see a person, situation, or thing happening where talent is demonstrated. Could be a new show on television, could be the circus, could be many possibilities, or it can be someone teaching us a new thing that we can learn how to do for ourselves and have fun, enjoy our lives, and maybe get paid to do it as well. But it following the boundaries card is basically saying that there are some things that people can do and there are some things that other people can't do, kind of stuff. So this is basically saying to be ready to watch people demonstrating very interesting, neat, cool things that they can do. And this is to inspire us to consider maybe demonstrating our qualities and our abilities to the world so that we can be an experience for them also. The next card that's up is the pressing card, P-R-E-S-S-I-N-G, and it's associated with the time 750. It shows an individual who, and this card is facing away from us, it shows an individual writing down something that's very pressing on their mind onto a piece of paper. And that because they're sitting at a desk, they know that they are going to be there for a while because the content that's spinning around in their head is significant. And that one idea leads to the next idea that leads to the next idea, and before you know it, it's a week later, and that they've got a stack of pizza boxes to the side and everything. But they have their content of this thing that they were thinking about. So here we're looking at the talent card, seeing someone else demonstrating their abilities, their talent to do something. And then we come back home and look at the things that we can do. Let's look at our career, our degrees, our studies, that kind of stuff, and how can we put them to work for us today. The next card that's up, and it's facing us, is the golf card, G-U-L-F, and it's associated with the time 622. Now, this is a location card. It can be about the Gulf of Mexico, the Gulf of Hormuz over there in, you know, the Middle East. Or a small bay or something that's in your general area. And that can be about people coming from there to visit us or news that we would be hearing about that would be very intriguing to where we would stop what we're doing in our day at that moment and listen to the news that's relating to the Gulf. So for us here in the United States, it's about the Gulf of Mexico or the Baja little Gulf that's over there just below California. Something coming up. Probably in the next week, hopefully not too dramatic, but just giving us a heads up of the stuff that we can expect to see so we can spend time thinking about it, so if it comes into our face, so we can react to it with forethought. And the next card that's up that's working with the Gulf card is the Frontier card, and that's associated with the time 12 o'clock. And that shows an individual roasting a hot dog over a fire somewhere on some horizon. Can't see a lot of details in the background, no scenery, just a few mountains way off in the distance. And the person is holding the stick that has the hot dog on it, pressed, sort of urgent, hoping that they can cook this hot dog quickly because it looks like they're really hungry. The Frontier card is talking about situations and opportunities, and this card is facing us. The Frontier card is talking about us facing something that's going to be very new. Like, if you remember back to the beginning of the show here today, I was talking about if we did run into an oil crisis to where we ran out of gasoline, the next transport device that we would use would be the shopping cart from the grocery stores or the food shops. With the Frontier card, the grocery cart would fit very well into the scene here. They don't know what they would need, so they would take everything that they could use, like, you know, like drills and measuring tapes and rulers and maybe a pack of crackers or biscuits or something, things that they could use over the next week. Maybe some string, some rope, you know, maybe a piece of glass, maybe a spare pair of glasses or something, spectacles, lenses, that kind of stuff. But this talks about being in a situation where it's brand new. It can also, this Frontier thing can be one to where you're starting a job in a company and that they put you into the office or into the cubicle and that there is no, there's no pencils, there's no pens, there's barely a phone there, you know, pieces of paper, there's like an old note that's left over from the person that used to sit there up on the wall. But it's a frontier. So this is basically saying that there's going to be something that's going to be coming out. There's some kind of talent that's going to be demonstrated somewhere near the Gulf, and that it's going to sort of energize us to think about something new that we can be doing or that we should be doing something different. But we're running out of time here. We got about 30 seconds left. I don't know if anybody in the chat room has any questions that they would like to ask real quickly, but basically I read for like the next 90 seconds, so like the next 90 days out. Last week I read that the storm card came up, and about 4 hours later this big horrific storm came through the Virginia area and knocked some 300,000 people off the grid and that they lost power and everything. But we're ending up now, so you can go back and listen to this in archive. I'm psychic medium Kevin Baird. You can find out more about me by going to templeofgaia.com or email me at templeofgaia@yahoo.com. I want to thank you guys, really, for listening. It's been a fantastic day, and I will see you next week.